There's more influence on the player personnel decisions. It's a different role with Fox and Elway. We're working together and working towards a consensus. It's a good process we have in place, and there's a lot of positive collaboration and communication on every decision we make. And so it's a great opportunity for myself to have an expanded role of running the roster and acquiring the players and picking the players. And then, obviously Coach Fox will coach the team and be a part of that process. And then John Elway has a final say. Right. Well, what's good is Fox has been a very successful defensive coach really since 1997. I think he's averaging 10th or 11th in defense. And Dennis comes from the Greg Williams school of that Saints defense that won the Super Bowl with big time takeaways and disruption and negative plays. And what's happening now is they're blending both philosophies in the 4-3 and building the new playbook, the Broncos 2011 defensive playbook, together. And what's interesting is we have Richard Smith also, who's a linebacker coach, and he's been a coordinator at two places in this league. And then Fox, and then Wayne Nunley, he's been in San Diego and New Orleans. And our DB coaches are very experienced. And so it's a great collaboration, and they're building a strong playbook for 2011. Well, first of all, in player personnel, we want players with instincts, which leads to production. And obviously play speed is a big thing with the John Fox model of the linebackers and DBs, their speed. And then on the front set, the whole front seven is, we want them to be disruptive playmakers that create negative plays, run and pass. The front four are probably bigger than some other 4-3 teams, but we'll get to a point where it's really, really specific. We've got the combine this week. We're going to meet during the combine on specifics on the left end, the three technique, the nose tackle on the right end, and the Sam, Mike, and Will we've already defined last week. So we're going to get there, and it's going to be a good defense. First of all, I think that report was false. I think there's a lot of people in our building that are behind Tim Tebow. He had a very successful career at Florida, and he's working hard in his career to become a better quarterback at the NFL level. He's somebody that the franchise invested a lot into in terms of draft picks and the contract, but he's going to create his role, and he's done a good job so far, and he's with his limited opportunities. So, that report was false. But the big picture is every player has to create their own role on the team, and John Fox wants competition at every position, and we're going to go from there.
Speaking of former first-round picks, moving to a 4-3 defense, how is that going to change what you guys expect and the way that you use Robert Ayers?
Robert Ayers. This is good that John Fox evaluated Robert Ayers a couple years ago in the draft. He sees him as the starting left defensive end, and he played at Tennessee. They had a 3-4 and a 4-3 hybrid system, but he was a disruptive guy that senior year he had, and that's why we took him. I mean, he had 15 tackles for loss, and he was a playmaker there at Tennessee. He sees him as the left defensive end. Elvis is at the right defensive end. So we feel good about their upside, and we just got to get production, from that whole front seven. Uh, Fairley and Darius are both very good players. They're different types of players. Darius has played in a 3-4, and he, you know, he's played left end, right end, nose tackle. Fairley's really a true 3 technique, and he's a disruptive guy nonstop throughout the game. I mean, he beats linemen every game, and both of them are good. You know, I don't want to compare them to NFL players, but I think they'll both have a high upside, and they'll both be good picks. It happens every year. There's a bunch of players that have, you say, everybody says, well, they're a 1-year starter, kind of like Robert Ayers. Now sometimes it's because of their situation. Sometimes it's people in front of them, like Marcel Darius. You know, he had 3 defensive linemen in front of him last year. Well, he played a lot, but he's really a 1-year starter. Fairley was a 1-year starter, but then there's success stories. Clay Matthews was a 1-year starter, and so he had 4 sacks and was a special teams player of the year 3 times at USC, and he had all these linebackers in front of him, but he was a 1-year starter, but he blossomed in the league. So to me, there's a risk and reward with everybody in the draft, but the biggest thing is to find the best players that fit for your team and go from there. Well, we researched their football character and their personal character, and we have 4 categories underneath each one of them. We never want the character grade to bleed into the football grade, so we separate them on our scale. But we have tags and alerts that allow us to follow what the player's concerns are and red flags. To me, the character should, you know, it's always going to be a part of the equation. And at the right time, you can take some chances. But obviously, you want guys that love football, and that's number one. And you want players that have a passion for the game and want to do best for the team. And so that's one of our first questions in our interviews every night. You know, we try to find out what drives them, what motivates them, what's their passion for the game, and are they leaders? Are they? What's their work ethic? What's their effort level? What's their temperament? How are they after their wins and losses? And so we get into all that with the character.
Do you feel good enough about your depth like quarterback that you would consider entertaining trade offers, whether, you know, it's a
win? You know, we feel great about that position group as a whole. Brady Quinn, Tim Tebow, Kyle Orton, we have a strong group there. We feel that they'll all compete and do, you know, fight for their jobs and their roles. And so we just feel great about that position group. Just like a lot of people saying our receiver group is very strong. A lot of people say our cornerback group now is strong. So, you know, big picture, I mean, that's how we feel about that, those position groups. So we'll see what happens.
Brian, you obviously feel the most of the questions about defense because of the numbers and such, but how do you feel the team stands offensively? Obviously, I think you're not going to probably go defense in every single pick in the draft. Where do you think the state of the offense is?
The offense was last year was an explosive passing offense, and we needed to solidify and create the running game in terms of the attempts. So to me, we have potential there to have a balanced attack. Coach Fox, Mike McCoy will generate those strategies, and the biggest thing there is we feel we have some good young talented players across all the position groups. We're going to try to always get better at every level there. But the offense was very effective in the passing game, and we need to improve our running game and really the attempts.
Carter Black, Fort Valley State, is a Taylor 5.
Both players are rehabbing well. They'll be fine. They love football. They're good players, and they're going to have big roles on our team. So I think they'll be fine.
Wisconsin is now at podium B.
Obviously, in the draft, we're going to evaluate the whole board, and we'll see how it shakes out and the team needs based on receiver versus a defensive player versus another offensive player. But we feel good about our receivers. You know, Cam has had a really productive year. He's had an exciting year. I mean, he comes in and wins the junior college national championship. Then he comes to Auburn and wins the national championship. He's a winner. I think he'll show what he has out here in the quarterback workouts. Somebody told me today every quarterback's going to work out in the workouts. Everybody for the first time. So it'll be exciting to see him. And so I think he'll, you know, have a good career. Oh, yes. We're going to evaluate. Like, that's one thing Fox and I talked about early was no matter who we have on our roster, we're going to look at every position group and evaluate it and give it fair due and the fair chance on our board, no matter what, no matter who we have on our team. And so we're always going to try to add competition to every position group, and we'll make the big decisions, you know, try to make the best decisions for the Denver Broncos based on who we have on that board.
Take two more questions.
Again, Ricardo Lockett, wide receiver, Fort Valley State, is at Taylor 5.
Champ Bailey was, there was never a question that we wouldn't have him. It was just the timing and the structure. We had a deal in October we were close on. We started it back up. Once we evaluated the free agent market in our own team, we came out of that meeting saying, Champ is our number one priority. He's our best defensive player. Let's get him done. And we were close anyways. And it was really a tweaking of the 2012 league year. And we changed some numbers there, and it worked out. He had a great meeting with Coach Fox for 45 minutes, and he came out of there smiling. And a lot of players in this league want to play for Coach Fox, and Champ was excited about what Coach Fox had to say. And it all worked out with Jack Rial, and he did a great job on the contract, and Mike Bloom. So we had a lot of dialogue. John Elway was involved. There was a lot of positive negotiations there, and we feel good about that. He's back with us. Yeah, we're preparing for the draft. We're preparing for every scenario. We're preparing to execute any scenario we have to, and we're ready to go. So. We don't have a major concern with him.